Oh, hey, didn't see you there. Welcome to episode 2 of Love Handles, a boozy romp through the musical dramas of George Friedrich Handel. This episode, I got my act together a little more than usual and was able to have a relatively intelligible conversation with my gal, Amanda Staub. I had the immense pleasure of meeting Amanda when I moved back to the States and lived in the basement of her apartment over a year ago, and we have been real pals ever since. We talk coloratura, Scotland, and the Enlightenment, amongst other facets of Handel's Ariodante. Once again, an episode is sponsored by a lovely medium-bodied cab, so I think you can spot the trend in the series. Please enjoy this kiki with us as we discuss and disseminate Ariodante.
Are we talking about a specific production, or are we talking about the plot in general?
We're talking about plot in general.
Oh. But it's specific
general
to that.
Plot.
But it's specific to that production, though.
We can talk about that.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
Well, what I like to start with is a little segment I like to call "Who Dis."
Are we starting now?
We're starting now. I was like, "There's no easing in." You like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Amanda Staub. Who are you?
I am Amanda Staub. I am. Can we start over?
Nope. Nope. What do you do?
I am a mezzo soprano. Yeah, that's what I am. What do I do?
What do you do?
I gig here and there. I like to sing mostly Mozart and Handel things, but I like to sing other things as well. I specifically like to play teenage boys because I think it's a lot of fun.
I like being a boy.
I do.
Yeah. How do we know each other?
How do we know each other?
Yeah, well, tell me how we know each other.
We know each other through a mutual friend, Ms. Helena Crothers.
Deep friend of the pod.
Deep friend of the pod. And so because we know Helena Crothers, we ended up living together, which is also lots of fun.
I know. I lived in your basement.
You did. Oh. I liked it when you lived in my basement. That was fun.
What a time. What's your relationship with Handel?
Handel was the first lead role that I sang was a Handel role, and it was Ariodante.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. So I like to sing Handel. I have sung a couple Handel roles, and like I said, first lead role was a Handel role.
It's a positive relationship.
Mm-hmm.
This relationship is positive.
Yeah.
Do you have a particularly favorite Handel musical drama?
I think right now my favorite Handel musical drama is Giulio Cesare, but that's because I think the music in it is generally the best. I think
it slaps.
It does slap. It has the most amount of arias that slap condensed into one into one opera.
Some would argue it was Rinaldo, but we'll never know because
I disagree.
We were too drunk to actually talk about Rinaldo. In episode 1.
Well, I disagree, and I think that Giulio Cesare has the most condensed amount of arias that slap.
That's fair. And if you could listen to anyone sing Handel, who would it be? I would like to reiterate that my choice is still Dolly Parton.
I'm really into that, and I want to know what it would sound like.
Again, Dolly Parton as every Handel queen or witch is like what I want, because she brings so much likability.
Yeah. She brings a lot of
forward presence.
Forward presence. I feel like I want to hear her Cleopatra. I want to know what that would be like.
Oh no.
Why not?
I don't know. Something about her as an ingenue makes me nervous.
I feel like it would be... No, I don't think Cleopatra's an ingenue. Cleopatra's a crafty bitch. And I feel like Dolly Parton would nail it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Alright.
I like your idea, so I'm going to go with it.
You're going to go with Dolly Parton?
Yeah.
That's fair.
No, I think that, Dolly Parton, but specifically as Cleopatra.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into that. So segment 2 of this highly acclaimed podcast is titled, What the Holla Happened?
What the Holla Happened?
Yeah, because he grew up in Holla, Germany, and also went to University of Holla.
Like, what the holla?
Yeah. Okay. Which, again, I would like to reiterate, I only named it this after I found out I only found that information out because I wanted to name this segment that.
It's fun.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, I like it.
What production did you watch?
I watched a production that I found on YouTube. It was conducted by William Christie, and it was directed by Sir David McVicar.
Oh, she took notes.
I did take notes. She I took got very notes. Thorough notes. The Ariodante, which is the opera that we're talking about today.
Yep.
We did not say that. Okay. But it was...
Wow. Okay. Take over my podcast. Let people know what the fuck we're talking about, I guess.
Today we're talking about Ariodante. And Ariodante was Sarah Connolly.
The Queen.
The Queen. She sounds great. And Ginevra was Hen Rice. Delinda was Hila Fahima. Polonesso was Christophe Dumont.
Daddy.
Lorcanio was Rainer Trost, and the Ray was Wilhelm Schwinghammer.
Come on, Swinghammer.
Swinghammer.
Papa Swinghammer.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. We're going to dive into these plot points. You took a lot more notes than I did.
I like to take notes.
Yeah, yes. I know that about you. We are Geminis of... Of different stories.
Okay, but I feel like that's the whole point of Geminis, is that
they're
facets.
All right. So we'll compare some notes here in these plot points. Did you break it down by act, or did you just like...
I just took notes. They're very stream of consciousness.
I love that. Give me your thoughts and like what happened.
Okay, so the overture began. And okay. Well, I thought it was cool because it was a super bare bone stage, and they started moving walls in, and people started interacting around the walls.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
You got a sense of characters as they were coming out, interacting with each other.
Yeah.
And where we're coming from. Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah. So Lucanio and Ariodante were broing out, and then you saw also Ariodante and Polonesso bro out for a second, which I was surprised by.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready for it. And then Polonesso was also making out with Delinda in a corner.
Yes. I do love that. Before we keep talking about these different characters, we should probably break down just very quickly who these characters are.
Okay.
So you have title character Ariodante.
Yes.
Prince.
Ariodante, prince, is noble and is noble and values duty above all of the things.
Yes. And then we got Ginevra, princess.
Princess. Loves Ariodante.
Yes. Daughter of...
Daughter of the king.
Yes. He's just called the king of Scotland. He's
literally called the king of Scotland.
Of Scotland. And then we've got
Delinda, who is her handmaiden.
And then we've got Polonesso.
Who is, I think he's just a nobleman of the court. They never really establish.
Duke of Albany.
Okay. Polonesso is the Duke of Albany.
I only know that.
Because you played Polonesso.
I have done that role.
Okay. Oh, so this is fun, though, because... You've played the villain, and I've played...
The hero.
The hero in this one, which I think is fun.
Yes. And then, yes, Lorcanio.
Lorcanio is Ariodante's brother.
Great.
Who I have done this production with my significant other, playing my brother. Hi, Sam.
Hey, Sam. Cool.
Great.
We got... That's all the people. Great.
Cool. No. Odoardo. The king's servant.
I honestly didn't write a single note about him. I just kind of glazed over him because honestly, you could do this production without him. Not that I
guess.
Would want to cut another tenor from another opera. Oh no. Oh.
Okay, never mind. It's fine.
Tenors don't have any roles ever.
No. Life is hard.
Yep. All right. So after the overture.
Mm-hmm. The first thing that happens after the overture is just. Ginevra telling Delinda how much she loves Ariodante. She sings the aria about it.
Yes.
This pretty aria.
She's got this pretty aria where she's just like, oh my gosh, I'm amazing. Look at me. I'm being very pretty.
Yeah, it's...
Yes, 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 yes.
I wrote pretty literally next to the title of the aria. Cool. So I think that describes that well.
I like this aria so little that I didn't even write about it.
I mean, literally all I wrote is pretty. And then I said Delinda's costume is dark.
Okay. Specifically in that production.
Yeah, it was.
Cuckoo, cuckoo. Cool. So Polonesso shows up.
Polonesso rolls up and tries to tell Ginevra that he should be the one.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, but I'm in love with Ariodante. I couldn't possibly.
Yeah.
And then we find out that Delinda
loves Polonesso.
Is in love with Polonesso.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Jennifer does sing a cool rage aria at this point.
Oh yeah, that's right. She does like kind of like threaten him and is like, back the fuck off.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I literally wrote next to this aria, yo, I forgot about this aria. Because it's like all of the shit that happens later, you kind of forget about the things that happen early.
Yeah.
I feel like. But yeah, this is a random rage aria for Ginevra, and I like it. She's forgot about it.
Kind of interesting because she like starts off with her like cool, I'm beautiful, man.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, just kidding, she's I'll like, fuck your shit up if you touch me again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. We find out Delinda's in love with Polinesso.
Yeah, and then that starts Polinesso being all crafty.
Yes.
And using Delinda's love to get at the throne, because he's not really trying to get with Ginevra, right? Like...
You know,
thoughts?
So when I was Polinesso, I had a moment where I was like, I had to decide, is Polinesso actually in love with Ginevra, or does he just want the throne? He absolutely just wants the throne.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have thoughts about this later, but we'll talk about this later.
Yeah.
Cool. We find out Polinesso plans to use her to win.
Yeah.
The throne.
Delinda sings a Please Love Me aria.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then Polinesso is like, I know what to do with this bitch who's in love with me. I'll use her to win Ginevra.
Yeah.
It'll be great. And then Ariadante and Ginevra get to pledge their love.
Yeah, it's actually really sweet. I kind of love this duet because they just show up and they're like, I love you.
Right.
You love me. That's cool. And in the middle of a sentence, the king comes in.
Yep.
And I think that's kind of neat. I don't think that happens in rest a lot. And it actually took a lot of coordination to do it correctly when I was doing this production. Just because, like, you were singing it and it had to be timed right. Otherwise, it sounded stilted.
Yeah.
But that was one of my favorite moments in the whole thing, is because it was the only moment where it sounded kind of improvisatory.
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 Improvisational?
Improvisatory is a word.
Sure.
Okay.
I love that.
Anyway.
I literally wrote, Ariadante and Ginevra pledge their love, and King loves it.
Yeah, he literally shows up and he's like,
right.
Yeah, cool.
Right.
I like this.
I'm into it.
Yeah, this is fine.
Yeah. And then we cut to Polinesso telling Delinda to dress as Ginevra.
Yeah.
So and then he will declare his love for Delinda once she dresses.
Once she decides that she's going to dress like Ginevra.
And she's like, oh my gosh, wow, I can't wait for him to pledge his love for me in someone else's clothes.
That's so great.
She says, wow, Polinesso, that's really cool.
But then Polinesso leaves to do some lurking.
And then Lurcano, Ariadante's brother, shows up and is like, oh my gosh, I love you, Delinda.
But it seems weirdly aggressive in the moment, just because
he comes out of nowhere.
He comes out of nowhere. And he's just like coming on a little strong. I mean a lot strong. Cause because it's Handel, you repeat so many things so much, and so it ends up feeling a little desperado.
In our production, Lurcano literally pulls out a bouquet of flowers and shoves it in her face, which I thought was adorable.
Aw, that's really sweet.
And then I literally just wrote, Lurcano shows up to declare his love to Dee. Shepherds show up. Because they have, Ariadante and Ginevra have another duet, and then shepherds happen.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out where I am.
I was like, and then shepherds happen. Listen, this soprano alto love, also, it's classic Handel.
It's classic Handel.
We talked
Handel.
About it with Ronaldo, and like, I played a little, spoiler, I played a little clip of that duet, and it's more soprano alto love.
Yeah. I mean, if this
will
is
Will I have
done...
an episode where a soprano and alto don't fall in love?
Yes, I probably will.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, because there are Handel operas where it's not a soprano and an alto.
Okay, well spoilers.
But wait, no.
Yeah.
I mean, mostly it is, but yes.
And that's how Act One ends.
Yeah. There's a lot. But the thing is that those are the major plot points, but they tell it in so many arias.
I know. That I had to, like, remove myself from the arias to, like, understand what the plot points were, just because it is very start and stop. Mm-hmm. I mean, the arias are amazing, and I love all of them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love it, too. But
I was just like, I need to, like, take a second and, like, actually figure out what the fuck is happening.
Yeah, because I looked at my notes and I was, like, trying to figure out what I was talking about. And I was like...
What?
Ginevra aria. Everyone's dancing. Ray's aria. Oh, there's a horse dance. There was a lot of dancing in this production, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
But I feel like that was what I was thinking about when I was writing my notes. And I was like, oh, that's not a plot.
Right, that's not... Dancing's cool, but, like, it's not a plot.
So, they end with Ariodante and Ginevra getting married, right?
Yeah. And there's, like, a little Scottish dance.
Yeah, there's a Scottish dance, which is super cool. When I did it, they cut it.
Oh, when we did it, we had a bagpipe player who was the other Polynesso.
That's amazing. And I love that.
Shout out to Nick Burns.
Hi.
Love you, champ.
And
then we go to Act Two.
Act Two.
Where Polynesso and Ariodante get to interact for the first time.
Yeah.
Where Polynesso pretends to be surprised when Ariodante says that he's going to marry Ginevra, or he had married Ginevra.
Yeah.
I
think they are married.
They are married at this point. Because Polynesso's like,
oh. Oh, that's weird, because I was literally just with her. That's weird.
It's kind of funny that, like, you're in love with Ginevra, because I am in love with Ginevra, and she's in love with me.
And then Ariodante whips out a sword and is like, fuck you, prepare to die.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's fun.
Yeah. And then eventually, Delinda enters picture.
Mm-hmm.
And
Dressed as Ginevra.
Dressed as Ginevra.
And is making out with Polynesso. Yeah. And where Ariodante can see on purpose.
Right. And then immediately Ariodante tries to kill himself.
Yeah, Ariodante literally, like, in the stage, in the score, it says Ariodante puts sword on the ground so that he can throw himself onto the sword. It's a lot.
We actually did that.
Yeah, I mean,
big yikes.
When I did it, I held the sword towards myself and, like, went to go.
Yep.
I'm doing a hand motion that is thrusting the sword towards my stomach.
We love hand gestures in a podcast.
I know. And then Lurcanio came and moved it out of the way. Right. So, spoiler alert, Lurcanio ruins the suicide attempt. Right.
Because Lurcanio has watched all of this happen, including the, like, Polynesso, Delinda, /Ginevra interaction, and
but also he still thinks it's Ginevra also.
Right. Important for later.
Yeah.
Great. And that's...
Yeah, and then Lurcanio is like, don't kill yourself over a woman, that's stupid.
Stop. Like, too vivi.
You gotta live, bro.
Yep. Yeah. And then he tries to kill himself, Lurcanio tries to stop him. And then we cut to the king, who was told of all of this. He was told that Ariodante jumped in the sea.
Yes.
Because Ariodante jumps off a cliff.
Yes. So Ariodante sings Scherza Infida and mm-hmm. then leaves, and it's implied that he jumps into the sea.
Right. And that's what the king is told.
Mm-hmm. By Odoardo, who you said was not important.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Unnecessary.
I mean,
characters.
Anyone could literally tell the king that.
Right. But... You could just take that out. And then Lurcanio tells the king...
About him seeing Ginevra and Polynesso.
Yes. And the king ends up disowning Ginevra.
And throwing her in prison.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then she has a giant mad scene.
Oh, it's so good.
And collapses.
Yeah.
End of Act 2.
Yes.
And then we're into Act 3.
And then we're into Act 3.
Yeah, where we have Ariodante
washing up on the seashore. Yes.
Seashore.
So suicide attempt didn't work. Yep. That sucks. I mean, he sings about how much it sucks. I mean, it doesn't suck because you've got to live, but there's a whole aria about how it is not good.
Right. And then he hears some screaming.
Because Delinda's being chased after some goons.
Some of Polynesso's goons.
Polynesso's goons.
Because she's the only living witness to, like, the scheme that he hatched.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, I'm just gonna sick my goons on ya and murder you.
Yeah.
And
then Ariodante
saves her.
Saves her from the goons.
Yes.
And
she tells him everything.
She says, hey, I'm gonna tell you what's up. I did a bad thing. And Ariodante is like, well.
Just did a bad thing.
Ariodante's like, that sucks. Well, okay, I guess I'm gonna go back and talk to Ginevra about it.
Right.
Everything was in vain. Yes. Womp womp womp.
Cut to
Polynesso. Cut to Polynesso and Lucanio and the king.
Where Polynesso challenges Lucanio for Ginevra's honor.
Yes.
Because she's an impudica.
Ame impudica. That's how that whole scene starts.
Right. Because apparently there's this whole sexual undertone that, like, you don't necessarily need to take in this opera, but, like, if you do, I prefer it.
Okay.
In which everyone just assumes that she's, like, scarlet lettered herself into a situation.
Yeah.
Ginevra begs for her father's hand. Mm-hmm. There's this whole begging scene where she's, like, on her knees, and he's like, I can't touch you. And she says she would rather die than have Polynesso defend her.
Yeah.
Because that's how much she hates him. She would rather just, like...
die?
Die.
In prison, right. Thinking her dad hates her for doing something she didn't do. But she also isn't sure if she did it or not because she's going crazy. Because everyone hates her and it's bad.
Right. Yeah.
So that's fun.
So...
good times for Ginevra.
Yeah.
So...
and then in this time, Lucanio and Delinda are reunited.
It's... because... they're reunited later.
Oh, later than this?
Ooh, yeah.
My bad. Yikes.
Lucanio and Polynesso have to fight first.
Oh, they fight first?
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
Okay, great. Glad I remember this opera very
it's
well. Polynesso and Lucanio fight.
Yes, and Polynesso was mortally wounded.
Mortally wounded. Yeah.
Yeah.
Son morto.
Yeah, that's literally it. It's like fight scene, and then Polynesso says, son morto.
Mm-hmm. Dead.
Dead.
Yeah, and then dies off stage.
Yes.
And then
and Ariodante comes back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Eduardo also comes back and is like, he confessed to everything.
Yes, he does
do that. Everyone's fine.
Yeah. But Ariodante comes back in a knight's helmet and is like, I will defend Ginevra.
Oh, yeah.
And Lucanio is like, what the fuck? And Ariodante's like, hold up, I'm not going to fight you because I'm your brother!
Oh my gosh. Because, again, this is a podcast medium.
Yeah.
She did just do a gesture in which she revealed a mask Scooby-Doo style.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it feels like.
That is really what happened.
It literally is
right.
Very much comes in a knight's mask.
Yep.
And that's also in the score.
Yep.
And then says, Lucanio, I will not fight you. And then reveals mask. Because I am Ariodante, and that's it. And so the king realizes that everything is a mistake.
Right.
And it says, Ariodante, go get your girl.
Get your girl.
And then Ariodante sings a long aria about it.
Yeah.
And then Delinda and Lucanio sing their love duet.
Oh, because they're in love now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I don't really know why.
I said, Polynesso was stabbed amidst everything. Everything is fine.
Yeah, I guess it's like everything is fine and Lucanio is the hero in this situation.
Yeah. And then everything gets dragged out forever because they're like, well, now we have to have three more duets.
Well, it's because it's an opera seria and everything has to end happy.
Yeah.
Because opera seria.
Seriously happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Ariodante goes to Ginevra's cell and is like, I love you. And she doesn't realize who she's seeing at first because she thinks Ariodante is dead and she's confused and thinks it's a ghost. And then they sing a really pretty duet. And everything's okay.
And then bada bing, bada boom. That's it.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a particularly favorite character?
Okay.
As,
so,
like, a non-biased person that has, like...
Okay. So as a biased person, Ariodante's arias are lit. As a non-biased person, I appreciate the character of Polynesso just because there are more facets.
Fair.
Plus, villains are really fun.
I think my favorite character is Eduardo.
The character who you think can be cut from the whole opera.
Yeah.
The character who comes in and says, mio re, and that's basically it.
That's his whole role.
Good luck. Ariodante.
Yep.
Son morto. That's it.
That's it. Do you have a particularly favorite moment?
Oh, my favorite moment to sing was when Ariodante washes up on the beach and there's a long recit with Delinda. And it's a lot of back and forth.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed doing that. And then Cecanote is right after that, which is, like, stormy and, like, angry, which is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Great. We made it through plot points.
We made it through plot points.
We made it through what the holla happened.
What the holla happened.
We made it through the hollas of gate. Oh, nope, the gates of Hala. Ooh, the wine.
The Halas of Kate.
The wine, though. Listen, I said it was a boozy romp, didn't I?
You did. Yeah, you did say it. It's in the disclaimers.
We made it through the gates of Hala.
Okay.
That was the pun I was trying to make.
Great.
Great. Welcome to segment three.
Segment three?
Of the gambit.
Yeah.
It's called earworms.
Earworms.
Yeah, but it's with a Z because I'm hip.
Okay.
Do you have a particularly favorite piece?
Okay.
A bop, a slow jam. What you
got? I have
got?
Two. Can I tell you both?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So one is my favorite Handel aria to sing, and it is Dopo Notte, which is Ariodante's last aria.
Okay.
It's high and it's fast and it's also low and there's a lot of notes and it's really fun.
It's high, it's low, it's fast, it's a lot of things.
It's a lot of things all at the same time.
Here, wait, I can prove it by putting a clip of it right here.
Boop! Yeah, okay.
That was a marker for me to
great.
Do it later. I can see where the levels peak.
Yeah.
I can just put it in later.
For the clap?
Yep.
So I love singing. I like singing it a lot. She's fun. Also, it's really happy and it's very contrasting to everything else in the opera. I mean, Ginevra has some happy arias in the beginning, but it's nothing like we've been through hell and back and yeah. We got through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love that aria. As a listener, Delinda has a really bomb rage aria.
No, you took mine, though.
No, okay, you can talk about it.
No, it's fine. You can talk.
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. in...
I'm going to take a sip of my wine.
I guess it's fine. So after Ariodante gets washed up on the beach, mm-hmm. and he's like, oh my gosh, I'll save you, Delinda. Mm-hmm. She has this moment of like... oh my god, this man really just used me.
Yeah.
And she has this beautiful rage aria, Negitozi. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And it is so fucking lit, and everyone always chooses the best ornaments. I truly haven't heard a bad recording of this aria, because everyone is always so into it when they sing it, and it makes me so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it would be really hard to not get into it.
Right?
Partly because of the way Handel wrote it. It's so good. But yeah. Also, dramatically, I feel like Delinda has a really cool character arc.
Yeah. Where she's just like, I really love this man. And then she realizes, oh boy, the world is harder than it looks.
Mm-hmm. And also that she, like, kind of fucked up everything for a dude.
She really did.
She
really done goofed.
Yeah. It's anyway. A hot mess.
Yeah. Here, I'll put a clip of it right here. I dabbed for anyone
great
not seeing my body. Okay, yeah, well, you did it. That was earworms.
Oh, cool.
We still got one more section.
Okay,
I'm ready. It's called picture this.
Picture this.
Yeah. So do you feel like this opera needs to be, like, updated in any way, like, set in a different situation? Do you feel like the way handle it, like, make it, like, Scotland during the Enlightenment? Because it is during the Enlightenment. Fun fact.
Yeah, but I feel like that's kind of irrelevant.
That's fair.
If you were watching it and it didn't have any of those elements, I don't think it would make a difference.
Right. Can you talk about when... How did you set it when you actually were Ariodante?
So when we set it and I was Ariodante, it was... So I was physically in Italy at the time and it was the summer. Okay. And we set it in Scotland, where the libretto says it takes place. And so we were in kilts and fur and capes and it was hot as shit. And I was sweating my beard off because I had a fake beard.
You did have a fake beard.
I had a fake beard. And so we said it as it was written, but I don't think it really mattered that it was that way.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing in the text that is like, we are Scottish, Scotland pride.
Scotland pride.
And a lot of the music, I don't think, reflects that unless you're doing the ballets. In which case, I think some of it does. But
Or you have a bagpipe player.
Or you happen to have a bagpipe player.
I will say, so when we did it, ours was also in Scotland.
Yeah.
We did... use certain elements of the Enlightenment, but it was done as like Scottish Gothic. So we also had kilts, and we had tartan, but everyone was in leather and mesh.
I love that a lot,
as well as their kilts.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures and I love them.
Yeah.
Aesthetically, I love it.
Shout out to Ari Umezawa, I love you.
What's up?
Hope you're doing great. Yeah, cool. Okay, but outside of us just, like, doing it in Scotland, do you think it needs to be anywhere else? Do you think it can do other things?
I think it could do other things. I mean, it's basically about people trying to get power. I feel like that happens in every situation. There's always some person trying to get power from someone else. I mean, in this situation, like, a king-princess situation is easy because it's an easy way to manipulate the power situation, but I feel like you could easily come up with a dramatic way to do that some other way that wasn't, you know, based off of feudal systems. So I don't know, I feel like it could be almost anywhere else.
Okay, but picture this, it's in a soap opera.
Okay.
Just because there are so many,
soap opera-y.
Everyone's in love with everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone's in love with the wrong person at some point or another.
Yes.
And you have so many cut-tos of, like, different scenes.
Yeah.
It is so either, like, soap opera, telenovela, like...
I feel like a telenovela version of Ariodante would be really fun.
You hear that, people? Give me a budget. Let me produce something.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that would be great because it's all people using love to get power, which I feel like is a very telenovela thing to do.
Yeah.
Or a very soap opera thing to do, whichever you choose. But they're very similar archetypes.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I might be a genius. I'm not.
I mean, I'm often a fan of your, theoretical staging.
Stupidness. Wow.
I didn't say that. That was you.
It is right, because the word should have been stupidity. So dumb. Amanda.
Yes.
You did it.
I did it.
You made it to the end.
I made it to the end. Wait, we didn't talk about Scare Sign Fina.
Okay. Well,
there's an oboe. It's really pretty. It's really sad. That's the end.
That's all you want to say about
Scare Sign Fina? No, that's all I want to say. I just think people should listen to it because it's a really cool aria.
Listen. Oboes and Handel. Oh, no, wait. Is it oboe?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's oboe and bassoon.
Yeah.
And double reeds and Handel means, usually magic.
Usually magic, but also in this lament. Case, yeah.
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 Lament. It's lament time when it's you get double reeds. Is that how you want to end this?
I guess.
That's, if you take away anything from this episode, it's double means
magic
and sad. Sad magic.
Wait, no.
Nope, that's how it's ending.
Okay, great.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Amanda, how can people find you?
People can find me at Amanda Staub Mezzo. That's my Instagram handle. I have a website that's under construction, but when it is finished, it will just be amandastaub.com.
Amandastaub.com. Well, it's been a pleasure, my dear.
Me too. Thank you.
Oh, not a me too.
I know. It has also been a pleasure.